Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back into the show. My name is Carrington Harris. I'm very happy to be here with you. Coming up in about 10, 12 minutes, we'll play our conversation with the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs. So just sit right there. Now, I want to play some audio for you guys here, and we'll do that coming up in a bit. Rob, I found this stat earlier today. I got it from my guy, D-Mac. He was on the show a couple of weeks ago when we were saluting the creators out there from Kingdom Cast. Listen to this stat because it blew my mind. The Chiefs offense in Thursday's game, they ran the ball five times under center on the second drive of the game. They ran it five times for 43 yards on that drive. Now, Rob, you would think if you're running the football successfully, especially from under center, you would think that you would continue doing that, right? After the Chiefs' second drive, they had 52 more snaps the rest of the game. They were under center for just six of those snaps. Now, I do think in some ways that we have kind of overblown shotgun under center. And I do think that in some ways we've kind of started to spin it like the shotgun plays don't work and the under center plays work. But I will say, if you look at the percentages, man, the teams that kind of operate from under center, they are some of the more effective offenses in the National Football League. I would also say that whatever offense the Chiefs are trying to run, I'm not really sure if they have the personnel to do that. I've seen them carry the ball 200 times from shotgun. I don't think they're very good at it, but I have seen them have some success when they try to get downhill and they try to attack the run game from that perspective. Now, I don't know how successful that's going to be this week when you're going to have a makeshift offensive line. I mean, they're not going to have their left tackle, their right guard, or their right tackle. So it's going to be a get in how you fit in kind of day. But there has been a lot of frustration towards the Chiefs offense. And I think more specifically this season, hey, the shotgun stuff that you guys are doing, it is not working. And when you see these kind of numbers, man, 5 for 43, and then you basically don't do it anymore, that kind of goes to the Sean Payton from earlier in the year. Hey, we think the Chiefs are our first half team. And once we get past their first 15 or 20 scripted plays, we think the Chiefs are very vulnerable, and we think we can go get them in that scenario. I know you're not big on the run game, and you don't see it the way that I do, but how do you hear that stat? On the second drive of the game last week, the Chiefs ran it five times under center for 43 yards. They only had six more snaps under center for the remainder of the game out of their 52 snaps. That is a very, very telling statistic.
I hear that stat. I feel like every time we have these conversations, I circle back to this point, and it's exactly what this stat tells me. Andy Reid does not like running the ball under center. I don't know why he doesn't like it. I don't know if he's fundamentally against it. I don't know if Patrick Mahomes is more comfortable from shotgun, so they just decide that's the way they're going to do it. I don't know why Andy Reid is adverse to running the ball under center. I don't know. But I know that he is. And that stat just continues to highlight, man, was it an old dog can't be taught new tricks? That's Andy Reid. It's like, hey, man, do this. He did it for an entire game against the Colts. He did it then for that early game in the Cowboys. And then he thought, okay, enough of what they want. Time to get back to my roots. And it's just, it's shotgun over and over and over and over again. And I don't know the why, but that's the answer. Andy Reid is the answer. He does not like under center runs.
I hear what you're saying. I don't disagree with what you are saying, but I would say part
avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start. Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Of coaching is adapting your offense to the talent that you have. This is not a good shotgun running team, no matter how many times they try to do it. Now, I'm not saying that necessarily means that they now turn into a very prolific running the ball team from under center, but I do think we have enough evidence as we are into December that the Chiefs are a much more effective run team when they just put Patrick Mahomes under Creed Humphrey and turn around and hand the ball off to Kareem Hunt. That is the best hope for their run game. What the Chiefs have been doing so far this season has been wrong. Okay, how can you say that? Look at their record. I don't want to hear about yards or stats or one play or schedule. They're a 500 football team and it's Christmas time. So what they've been doing is not super successful. If the Chiefs' plan is to continue doing that for the final 5 weeks of the season, somebody's getting them. I don't know exactly who it's going to be, but somebody is getting them if that's the case. The Chiefs need to focus on being a more physical upfront team. Maybe that's not possible with the injuries that they have, but their little finesse run style of, hey, pick a gap, dance in the backfield, that does not work. And in a game like this, and you know this, with the pass rush that the Houston Texans have, man, if their plan is to have Patrick Mahomes throw 45 times back there with the backup offensive line, Pat better have his Fitbit on because he is going to be taking a lot of steps. They don't have a good enough offensive line to not run the football this week against that Texans defensive line, not with the dogs that they got.
Let me ask you a question, and maybe the answer is all the above. But is this problem Andy Reid or Brett Veach's fault? Is it Andy Reid because clearly the talent he has is designed to run under center? Like, I might not love Kareem Hunt the same way other Chiefs fans love Kareem Hunt, but his value is he is a bowling ball. Turn around, hand him the football. He's not ever going backwards. He's not good a shotgun. So is Andy Reid failing to adjust the talent, or did
Let me cut you off. And let me ask you a question to your question. What do you think Isaiah Pacheco's role is on this team? Because I think the truth of the matter is, you and I were having this conversation off air about Melvin Council. I think Melvin Council was a good basketball player. He is not a good basketball player in the role that I think Kansas is trying to ask him to be. He can't be one of your best scorers. He's not one of your best scorers. He can't shoot and can't finish at the rim. But when you get Darren Peterson back and you move him to his correct role, I think you'll see you'll get a lot more out of him. The plan, I don't think, ever was for Kareem Hunt to be your number one running back into December. If he is your number one running back, I would say that something has gone wrong. Something has gone wrong with their run game. Isaiah Pacheco is going to have, what, 500 yards this year? 550? Rashard Smith has been non-existent in your run game. And Elijah Mitchell has, what, one carry so far this season? Clyde Edwards-Helaire has a handful of carries. Their run game, for the most part, has been Kareem Hunt. There's just a ceiling on what you can do in the run game. I don't care what kind of formation you're in. If Kareem Hunt is your number one back, that's not the case for, look at these teams that you think can make a run in the AFC. That's not New England's situation. That's not Denver's situation. That's not Indianapolis. Any of the teams that you think can actually do something and make some noise, they got a little bit of juice, a little bit of pop in the run game. So I think the answer to go back is I think a little bit of both. I think the Chiefs misplayed their hand and they put a lot of stock into Isaiah Pacheco bouncing back and being the player that he was. And when it was then obvious that that was not going to be the case, they have had multiple opportunities to eject and start over and do something different. And they have just stayed 10 toes down on these four and five running backs all season. I'm not saying it just was about going to get Breece Hall, but this team has been pretty steadfast. Hey, we can run the football with these guys that they have. Man, the answer right now is no. No, you can't run the football with the guys that you currently have.
I think you're 100% correct, because as much as I don't think Andy Reid has ever been, you know, Marty Schottenheimer, you know, Tom Osborne, 3 yards in a cloud of dust type of football, when the Chiefs won the Super Bowl in Isaiah Pacheco's first year, his rookie year, the year they beat the Eagles, he was an effective runner. I don't think Andy Reid was running a different offense in 2022. In 2023, the offense, you know, was sluggish. But I remember in the postseason, they made that run. They beat, you know, the Dolphins in the frigid game. They then went on the road, beat the Bills, Ravens, Super Bowl parade, the whole deal. I remember you were saying it clear as day. Give the ball to Rice. Give the ball to Kelsey. Run Pacheco. No one else. You will see success. They saw success. I don't think the offense in 2023 was different. I think when we look at the autopsy of the 2025 season, I think one of the things we're going to discover is they, like you just said, they really relied on Isaiah Pacheco getting back to form, and he didn't. Now, to that point, I'll put a little, you know, blame on Brett Veach. Brett, you know the same way I know, Andy Reid is going to shotgun run. He just is. Like that. It is what it is. That's who your head coach is. So you need to give him talent that fits that scheme. And Kareem Hunt is a great story. And last year as a, you know, free agent off the street to become a viable part of the offense was an enormous success. But if you're relying on a guy off a broken leg, you need to find a guy who's a similar style of runner or schematically fits similar. And Kareem Hunt just isn't that player. And Andy Reid ain't going to change who he is. Andy Reid's been coaching football since the dawn of time. This is what he does.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.